it's fun to like treat songwriting kind of in this way. Like, you just have a bunch of things around and you kind of can walk over to whatever feels like it might work for the song that you're trying to work on.
The debut album Weather Vanes from Freelance Wales is overflowing with sound, from traditional instruments like banjos and harmoniums to more eclectic tools like watering cans and music boxes. They'd probably play the kitchen sink too if they could fit it into their recording space. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. New York City quintet Freelance Wales are obsessed with melody, and the endless hours they've spent experimenting with different rhythmic patterns and vocal harmonies have resulted in their stunning debut, Weather Vanes. The album's got the music blogs like Stereo Gum all abuzz. They call Freelance Wales a band to watch. And although they're pretty new on the scene, Freelance Wales have already been on the road with popular indie rock acts like Fanfarlo and Cymbals Eat Guitars. Freelance Wales, opening up for these better-known acts, might be surprised by the amount of gear on stage for this new band. And FUV's Russ Boris talked with Freelance Wales about their elaborate setup.
Part of there being a lot of instruments around, though, is that the idea isn't to like master them necessarily, but it's be able to kind of harvest little bits from them. So, and I think that's why a lot of the parts on the record are like really simple. Like, we could probably teach you to play one of the parts of the tunes because they're all like pretty remedial. But when they come together, hopefully they're all sort of locked in. So we all mess around with a lot of instruments, but we don't feel the need to be masters of them. But like Jake, for instance, is like, you know, spent most of his life playing the drums, and same thing with Kevin with, you know, guitars and stuff like that.
I do feel the need to master the drums.
Yeah.
So. I feel the need to master everything I put my hands on.
Yeah.
Hannah takes the stairs and I usually take the elevator. Every now and then she offers me a lemon now and later. But don't play the matchmaker, play or hit her. If you dig a recent work, then you should go congratulate her. And if you're partial to the night sky,
okay, so the early days, you guys are in a subway and you're busking. What is the worst experience that had happened?
The competing volumes of crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Or trains.
Crazy Legs McGee.
Yeah, there's Crazy Legs McGee, who's like, if you ever go to Bedford Ave in Williamsburg, everyone knows who he is because he's the really tall, kind of preacher-esque, gangly, and loud.
Long gray hair.
Like, preachy guy.
He's probably at least 6'4". Yeah. So he's very tall.
He kind of spouts like religious and political dogma.
Yeah.
And like directs it very aggressively at specific individuals.
Like us. And he'd try to yell over the song.
I don't even think, sometimes we wouldn't even get to beginning setting up. He would just notice that we had gear with us and he would just be like,
great bands don't practice. Yeah. Just play.
It's like, that's what we're doing. We're just playing.
And I could never tell as a kid what that window door went to.
Live music from Freelance Wales and the song Generator 2. Their debut album, Weather Vanes, is out tomorrow on French Kiss Records. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.